You might assume that patients addicted to heroin either survive a high or die, but that there's no real damage to those who get up and walk away. However, doctors see a wide range of injuries that occur during drug use and as a result of an overdose, everything from burns and broken bones to long-term brain damage. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
Trouble started for Lisa when she passed out, slumped over the washer at home in Somerville. Lisa had taken methadone, a drug used to help wean patients off heroin, along with a pill meant to control blood pressure and one used to treat seizures.
I inadvertently did the methadone cocktail, and I went to sleep for like 48 hours. Like, it really kicked my butt.
The last thing Lisa remembers is starting to do laundry.
My daughter brought me up and put me to bed. I hate the fact that she saw me like that, you know.
Lisa lay in the same position on her bed, right leg bent up under her body, arms folded across her chest, for more than a day. Family members checking in to make sure she was still breathing.
My daughter, when I was asleep, she said my leg was white, white, white. Looked shriveled up and white. She came in and massaged it really, really vigorously. I think if she hadn't have done that, I don't think I'd be walking on this leg. I think I would have killed it.
As it is, almost 5 years after the injury, Lisa still limps in some weather.
Or I have what I call flab a foot. My foot, like, slaps the ground.
Lisa, whose last name we aren't using because she's used illegal drugs, says she was too embarrassed to tell a doctor about her injury. So it's not clear if she had nerve damage, which is common, or something called compartment syndrome, where muscles are damaged or die because blood can't get in or out of part of an arm or leg. In some cases, muscles must be removed, says Dr. Ed Boyer. He's in emergency medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
One of my first patients in Massachusetts ever was a gentleman who'd injected heroin while sitting.
Leaning, actually, for hours to one side.
And when he woke up, he had a compartment syndrome of his buttock, and then they had to remove half of it. Now this individual has great difficulty even walking.
Another injury related to spending hours on the floor is renal failure or kidney failure.
Dr. Melissa Lie-Becker runs the Cambridge Health Alliance Emergency Department in Everett.
When the muscles break down, the chemicals that are inside those muscles get released into the bloodstream, and they can clog up the filtration system in the kidneys. And when that happens, the kidneys can shut down completely.
That's not as common in Lie-Becker's emergency room as a lung injury that seems to happen when a patient is revived after an overdose.
The lungs become so waterlogged that you can't get any more oxygen into the body, even though a patient is wide awake and they're struggling to breathe.
There are different theories about what's causing the fluid. That's just one of the mysteries surrounding opioid use injuries that the Centers for Disease Control plans to investigate.
We're only beginning to scratch the surface and try to understand what is going on this front.
Mark Fall, a senior health scientist at the CDC, is investigating how often an overdose leaves patients with temporary or permanent brain damage. Doctors tell stories about patients with temporary or long-term blindness, or who become deaf, or experience amnesia or memory loss.
Here at the CDC, we need to focus on all of it. There's potential long-term disabilities that are starting to emerge.
Fall says these disabilities may make it harder for patients to recover and get back to work. While there are no hard numbers about the rate of injuries, Dr. Ali Raja says they are common.
I would say at least 75%. Every three or four patients who comes in after an overdose has some sort of associated injury.
That's everything from frostbite or broken bones after a fall on the ice to serious brain damage. Raja practices at Mass General, the busiest emergency department in eastern Massachusetts. He says many injuries from drug use don't get treated because patients who are revived never come to the hospital. And those who do are driven by their addiction to leave the hospital quickly and use again.
They often believe that they're just fine and they repeat the exact same circumstances that led to the overdose in the first place. And they're definitely prone to repeating the same other injuries we just talked about.
Which prompts another question in the emerging science of drug and overdose injuries. What's the effect of overdosing again and again? Dr. Alex Wally, who works on overdose prevention at the Department of Public Health, offers a theory about the impact on the brain.
One way to think about this would be that an overdose is like a concussion, where you have a traumatic injury to the brain. If the person doesn't die, the brain recovers. but they may be, like with a concussion, more susceptible to a future event. And then there also may be cumulative damage that occurs.
Damage, says Wally, that might make these patients more difficult to treat. Here's the final compounding factor, fentanyl. This very powerful opioid gives patients a more intense high than heroin, but one that wears off more quickly. Tracy Green, deputy director of the Injury Prevention Center at Boston Medical Center, says that means patients use fentanyl more times a day than they would just heroin.
It also means more opportunities to overdose. You know, simple math tells us that we're going to have more visits to the emergency department and we're going to potentially have more injury, and injury will beget injury in this instance.
Fentanyl may also change the kind of injuries emergency room doctors see. More falls and head trauma because fentanyl cuts off breathing immediately and patients collapse. But Dr. Liebecker in Everett says that in the last 6 months, she treats fewer and fewer of what she calls the in-between injuries.
It's either we're seeing people who have fortunately had a good full complete reversal, and on the other end of the spectrum, patients have either arrived dead or we were able to resuscitate them, but unfortunately, they've already undergone brain death.
To avoid fentanyl injuries and overdoses, Green, from Boston Medical Center, urges patients to use in pairs, making sure one partner is stable before the other person injects. Green says the state could help, too, by allowing addiction patients to use drugs in a supervised setting like a hospital or clinic.
Individuals who are able to spend time there don't have to worry about hypothermia. They don't have to worry about being hit or kicked or struck by a truck. This is something we should consider. This is a new era of prevention and intervention.
An era during which the number of deaths and injuries continues to rise. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.